From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. African Union leaders seek to defuse the political crisis in Burundi. African heads of state ending a summit in Johannesburg Monday agreed to send military experts to Burundi to observe and offer advice to security forces as they deal with violent political protests over the president's decision to seek a controversial third term. Critics say President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision violates the two-term limit of the Constitution. Supporters say he's eligible to run again because he was appointed by lawmakers to his first term, not elected in a popular vote. The summit was overshadowed by Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's presence and a South African court order that he be kept from returning home until it decides whether he should be arrested on war crimes charges. Mr. Bashir defied the court and returned Monday to Khartoum. He has been under indictment by the International Criminal Court for alleged crimes committed during the Darfur conflict. Donald Booth is the U.S. ambassador to South Africa.
While the United States is not a party to the Rome Statute, we strongly support international efforts to hold accountable those responsible for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Those indicted by the ICC, we believe there should be cooperation of all countries to ensure that they can have their day in court.
An ICC prosecutor and the U.S. State Department both said they were disappointed in South Africa's failure to arrest Mr. Bashir. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the authority of the ICC must be respected. Sudan's information minister told VOA the president is not a criminal and attended the summit after getting assurances that he would not be arrested. This is VOA News. The White House says a U.S. plan to deploy forces in Eastern Europe and the Baltics is still in its planning stages and says it is part of a decades-old NATO mandate to protect European allies. White House spokesman Josh Earnest spoke Monday of the Obama administration's first reaction to the deployment plan since it was first reported Saturday in the New York Times.
It is consistent with what we have previously indicated about the United States' commitment to fulfilling our Article 5 responsibilities and ensuring that all of our allies are committed to that agreement.
The Times quoted unnamed U.S. officials who said the plan was aimed at countering further Russian aggression on its borders after Moscow's annexation last year of the Ukrainian Crimean Peninsula. Kenya Monday said it killed a regional commander from Somalia's al-Shabaab militant group. Crispus Mutale is the Lamu County police commander.
Among the dead was Lukman Osman Akashirwa, a key al-Shabaab commander who was in charge of the coast operations. He has been involved in many attacks against innocent Kenyans, including Mpeketoni, June 2014 attack.
That attack left more than 60 dead. Lukman Osmanisa, among 11 militants and two soldiers, killed when the militants attacked a military base Sunday in Kenya's northern coastal region. The U.S. Monday confirmed two U.S. warplanes targeted a former North African al-Qaeda chief in Libya. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
What I'm able to confirm is that the target of the Saturday night strike in Libya was Mokhtar, Bel Mokhtar. He has a long history of leading terrorist activities as a member of AQIM and as the operational leader of the Al-Marabitun organization.
Officials have accused him of leading a 2013 terrorist attack on a gas facility in Algeria that killed 37 people, including three Americans. Syrian monitors say Kurdish fighters seized nearly all of a major Syrian border town from Islamic State fighters, cutting off their key militant supply route. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the Kurds control all but a few pockets of Tal Abyad. China said Tuesday it will soon finish its controversial land reclamation efforts in some disputed areas of the South China Sea, but vowed to continue building on the man-made islands that have provoked tensions. No estimated finish date was announced, but the foreign ministry defended the land reclamation project as beyond reproach. Four Tunisian policemen and an armed Islamist were killed Monday in separate clashes in the North African country. Security forces are cracking down on armed Islamist militants since the attack in March in the Bardo Museum in Tunis. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming